Hi, welcome to Real Talk for Real People with Coach Rodney Young. Real Talk is sponsored by Roman Grace Apparel. Before you shop any place, make sure it's Roman Grace. Now, are you ready for Real Talk? Here's your host, Coach Rodney Young.
What is going on? This is your friendly neighborhood coach coming at you. Real Talk for Real People is live and on the air. How do you catch Coach Young? Well, you catch me at Facebook is Coach Young34. Instagram is CoachYoung.34. My website is RodneyYoungORG.wordpress.com. My YouTube channel is Coach Young. My Twitter is RodneyYoungSenior.34. And you can call and leave me a message at 623-226-5635. Hey guys, I'm glad that you're joining me today. Today's episode is going to be so full of energy. It's going to be so chock full of information because today we're going to learn how to coach greatness in our lives. But before we get into that, it's just something that I just want to touch on for a moment, if I may. And it's purpose. Each and every one of you within the sound of my voice has a purpose and a calling on your life. There is a reason that you are here on this earth. Now, for me, the easiest answer for you is you being the best you possible. Your purpose is to make folks around you better. But there's more of an individualized purpose that you have in your life. And you are the only one that knows what your purpose is other than God. But do you walk in your purpose? Are you right now sitting on a job that you don't like? You know that's not where you're supposed to be. You know that there's a different calling. There's a different purpose that is on your life. Now, Coach Young is not telling you to walk away from your job. But if that's not your purpose, then why are you sitting on your hands? Why are you staying stagnant in where you are? It is time for you to create an atmosphere of greatness. It is time for you to create an atmosphere that you walk into your purpose. But the only person that's stopping you from your purpose is you. Of course, you can say that everybody else is stopping me from getting to where I want to get to, but you're allowing them to stop you. You're allowing them to stop you. Procrastination is deadly. Let me say that again. Procrastination is deadly. The word can't should not be in your vocabulary. Can't should not exist in your vocabulary. It's like that old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. But you have to be able to walk in your purpose. But one reason you may not be walking in your purpose is because you don't have vision. You do not have vision. You have to have vision. Vision and purpose goes hand in hand. If you don't have purpose, there is no vision. If you don't have vision, there is no purpose. Real talk. You have to have them both. And that vision comes to you from God. Your purpose comes to you from God. Vision is something that you may see in your dreams. You may see as you just study the word. You may see as you're just walking with your mate. You may see vision, or vision may be cast to you by something that you see out here in the world. What is your vision? Do you have a vision for 2020? I know I spoke about that in my first Real Talk podcast. But do you see clearly? Can you see clearly? Are there so many different things that are in front of you that you allow to cloud your vision and delay your purpose? See, because the enemy, the adversary, your opponent, the devil will try to delay your purpose. But that's the only thing he can do, is to delay your purpose. He can't deny your purpose because he doesn't have the authority to deny your purpose. And when God gives you purpose and vision, when God gives you the road to walk, the enemy will try to stop you. But the only person that can stop you is you. Real talk. And I really want to touch on this right now, because before we get into really coaching greatness, and I get you into that top 10 on how to coach greatness in your life and in someone else's life, you must first be able to see what your vision and your purpose is. So I'm saying to you right now, everyone within the sound of my voice, as you sit and you listen to this Real Talk podcast, I want you to pray and ask God for a clear vision for 2020, a clear purpose for 2020. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain, write it upon tablets. The reason that you're putting it down is because your vision needs to be seen by you. Here in Casa de la Young, where I record my Real Talks from, we have a vision board. Me and my family sat down this year and we created a vision board from me, my wife, my daughter, and my sons. For this year, what do we want to see? What is the purpose of us existing? And we wrote it down and we put it on a sticky note and we have it on a board right now in our house, where we can see. Do you have a vision board? Do you have a vision? Or are you just aimlessly walking around, team? Listen, even in the best sports in the world, the greatest athletes in the world, they had vision. They had a purpose on how to achieve greatness. And they walked that purpose. And they did not allow circumstances or situations or any individual to stop them from achieving the goal that they had set out to achieve. So I'm saying to you, team, if you haven't achieved the goals that you have in life, why? Coach Young is saying that to himself. Why? Because we have allowed other things, other purposes that don't belong to us, other visions that are not ours, to supersede the vision that God has given us. See, because you have to understand, your vision may not coincide with someone else's vision. And if that person tries to come into your vision with their vision, it's going to cause division. Because my vision is mine. Your vision is yours. You can't bring your vision to me. I can't enhance your vision. You can't enhance mine. Now, I can assist you with your vision. I can assist you with your purpose. You can assist me with my vision, and you can assist me with my purpose. But if you're not on the same page with my vision or purpose, you can't help me, because you're going to slow my momentum down. That's real talk. So what am I saying? If you're helping someone else with their vision and their purpose, that is outstanding. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help people become better. But don't put your vision and your purpose on hold or you're spending so much time trying to cast someone else's vision and purpose that you lose sight of your own. I really need to say that today, guys. Because a lot of you are wasting a lot of your time because you're trying to cast someone else's vision and purpose, thinking that it's something that's going to benefit you coming out of it. But you put your vision and purpose on hold. That's just real talk. You can assist and you're supposed to help because that's how God has fashioned us to be helpers, to be, to assist. But don't get yourself so caught up in someone else's vision and purpose that you forget your own. And don't let anybody else come in and tell you that your vision and your purpose is crazy. If God has confirmed that, if he has told you that that's the way you are supposed to go, that's the way you're supposed to walk, then you walk that thing out. You see, I've gotten to a level in my life where I'm tired of looking at other people and other things. That slows my momentum down. I'm tired of worrying about the Joneses or the Garretts. I'm tired of worrying about other people. You know, and it got to a point in my life where I was looking at other people so much that I stopped looking at myself. Real talk. And I had to realize that the person in the mirror has greatness that's inside of him. When you look at yourself in the mirror, know that there is greatness that is inside of you. And that greatness has to come out. Real talk. I got one for you from James Allen. He says, to begin to think with purpose is to enter the ranks of those strong ones who only recognize failure as one of the pathways to attainment. Here's another one. The soul which has no fixed purpose in life is lost. To be everywhere is to be nowhere. That is awesome. Okay. So understand what your purpose is. Understand what your vision is. Write it down. Rehearse it. Walk through it. Take a chance. Sometimes in life, we just have to take chances, and we don't. We like to live our lives comfortably. We like to live our lives serene. We don't want anything to rock the boat. We don't want to take that faith step forward because we're worried about failure. Listen, your greatest successes in life are going to be due to the failures that you have. Okay? Here's my last one, my last saying. It says, definitiveness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. Definitiveness of purpose. Gotta get my mouth right. Definitiveness of purpose is the starting point of all achievement. So listen, if you have a vision, you have a purpose, then you need to pursue that vision and purpose with a passion. Because when you pursue passionately your purpose and your vision, there is power that's going to be generated from the passionate pursuit that you have. When you pursue something that you want so much in life, there is nothing or no one or not a single solitary obstacle that will come in front of you that you cannot conquer. That's just bottom line. There's nothing that will come in front of you that you cannot conquer because your mind is set on the goal. Your mind is set on the finish line. Your mind is set on the achievement. You're not concerned about Bobo and Boo Boo over here telling you that you can't do it. You're not concerned about Mama and them telling you that you can't be successful if you walk this road. If you know that's the road that God has laid out for you, then you walk that thing out. Selah. So let's get to coaching greatness. Let's talk about coaching greatness in someone else's life. Now, it's very simple. It's not a top 10 for that one. I'll give you a top 10 for coaching greatness in your life. When you're coaching greatness in someone else's life, you're making them better than they believe that they are. And it's one particular way you can do it. You lead by example. Let people see your life. Speak positive into people's lives. Speak positively into someone else's life, because your positive nature will create a positive atmosphere and positive people will come around. People will want to talk to you. People will want to be next to you. People will call you and they will ask you for advice. So people will come because they know that you will not have a negative response to anything that they ask you for. You know, so many times people have spoke so much negativity in my life. You know, people have spoke negative things in my life. And there are times where, you know, sometimes the enemy, the adversary will try to get to you and you listen and you think that you can't be, you can't be great. You can't get to that point where you want to be. But I just had to come to a conclusion in my life that the only person that controls me is me. And the only person that controls you is you. Very simple. So the people who have spoken negativity and spoken death in my life, because death and life lies in the power of the tongue, people will try to speak death into your vision. Let me say that again. People will try to speak death into your vision, especially if you're working on their vision. Some folks may debate me, fine, prove me wrong. But if that person is not putting any passion into your vision, but you find yourself putting your passion into their vision, something's wrong, folks. Something's wrong. It should be a 100-100 deal. If I'm going to put passion and I'm going to put a zest and fervor into your passion, then you should reciprocate to me. And if I don't see the reciprocation, then there will be stagnation, because I'm going to end up not moving in my purpose and my vision because I'm trying to cast your purpose and your vision. That's what sometimes you have to say no. That's the one thing that I've learned, team, in this young 47-year-old life of mine that I had to learn. And sometimes it rubs people the wrong way. But in this juncture of my life, it doesn't really bother me. If I can't do it, then I won't do it. I can say no and not lose a wink of sleep. And that's the one thing, people, in terms of casting your vision and your purpose, sometimes you have to tell people no, because it'll pull you away from what you're trying to do. Sometimes you have to get away. Even Jesus went up on the mountain to hear clearly. Real talk. Okay. So when you're dealing in coaching greatness in others, you have to have an attitude of positivity. You have to have an attitude of positivity. People will feed off of that. People will have energy off of that. Okay. I've coached for over 25 years. And the one thing that I've noticed when it comes to whether I've coached basketball, baseball, or football, or whatever sport I've ever coached, is those kids feed off of my energy. They feed off of the passion and the love that I have in coaching. So if they feel that love and they feel that passion, they feel that energy, then they're going to have the same type of energy. But if I come in and I'm down, if I come in and I'm dejected, then they're going to be dejected. They're going to feel the same way that I felt. And I didn't learn that overnight. I actually learned that from a buddy of mine. Coach Brian Bloomer told me that one time I was coaching our girls and I just wasn't feeling it that day. And he looked at me and he said, listen, these girls are going to follow your energy. If you don't have the energy, they won't have the energy. So somewhere in this locker room, you're going to have to muster up the energy and you're going to have to show them that you're here for them and that you're there to win this game. And when he told me that, I realized that. But that's life in general. You have to be able to have the energy to press and push so that you can persevere. That's just real talk. So that's how you deal with people, you know, in coaching greatness in other people. It starts from you. But how do you coach greatness inside of you? All right. Well, I got that for you. Here's the top 10. Top 10 ways of coaching greatness in you. Number one, be a source of kindness. Be a source of kindness. Be kind to people. Have a kind word for somebody. Speak life. That's another caveat. Speak life into someone. We so many times speak negativity and death into people. We have to be able to speak life into people, to take that circumstance and turn it around. Turn it around. Make them see that the glass is half full and not half empty. I know it can be hard sometimes, team. I know it can be hard sometimes, fam. But you have to be able to show a person that nothing, no one, or anything can deter them from the greatness that is inside of them to come out. You can't. I love that my pastor, he says outstanding. Everywhere he goes, he says outstanding. And it's just an attitude of positivity. Okay, regardless of your situation. And can I honestly say that I used to practice that all the time? No, it's hard. It can be hard, team, sometimes, especially when you look at the circumstance in front of you. Okay, but I've also learned that in those circumstances, if you can't change it, then why waste your energy on it? If they're going to cut your lights out, your lights going to get cut out. And there's nothing that you can do at the time to get that money to get your lights cut back on. I remember when I grew up sometimes, there were times that times got hard, and I'm just keeping it real and just being open, where our lights got cut out when I was a little kid, and my mother and father were so resourceful. Bless them both. They were so resourceful. They didn't get angry. They just turned candles on. They lit candles. We ate dinner with candlelight. You find ways. You find ways. So be a source of kindness. Be kind to people. Be considerate to people. Treat people like you want to be treated. Okay, if you treat people trash, trash, trashy, then expect the reciprocation of trash to come back to you. Because all in all, it's all garbage. Real talk. Number two, treat everyone equally. Treat everyone equally. I've coached, like I said, for over 25 years, and I don't care if you have been the star player on my team or the 15th person on the bench. I can always say that I've treated every single player fairly. Now, in life, you have to be that way. Treat everyone equally. Okay? I've walked into so many places, so many jobs, other churches, things of that nature, and I just see people just being treated, can one person being treated differently than the other because of whatever status that they may have. Nah. That's not going to get you any closer to heaven than treating that other person the same way. Okay? Treat everyone equally. Now, if you know that you don't do that, I'm not discarding you or I'm not discrediting you. I'm just telling you to change it. Okay? No one wants to follow someone in fear. That's just not going to happen. You can't strong arm anybody to follow you. I don't know why I'm saying that. You just can't. Okay? Treat everyone the way you desire to be treated. Okay. Number three, remember that actions speak louder than your words. Listen, if you're going to tell someone you're going to do something, then do it. If you're going to tell someone that you're going to call them, call them. If you're going to tell someone that you're going to be there, be there. On time. Sound like my pastor. On time. Okay. Your actions speak louder than your words. You know, it's a saying that he has, my pastor has. And he says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I don't care about your PhD or your doctorate from MIT. I could care less about that. I was brought up not caring about your title and who you are. What I care about is how you care about others and how you treat others. Okay? It don't make a hill of beans. You can be the most educated individual in the world and nobody like you. Real talk. Number four, focus on the things that matter. Okay? Sometimes we get caught up, especially if we're trying to move in our purpose. Sometimes we get caught up, you know, worried about the big thing and we miss the little things. We miss the little things. You know, I've said this story before. I had two coaches in my life, Coach Kelly Epley and Coach Tony Clough. And shout out to both of those guys. They really helped me understand what it was like to be a coach and to take that moniker of coaching seriously. But the biggest thing that both of those gentlemen taught me was to pay attention to the little things, attention to detail. Yeah, you see the bigger picture, but don't forget the little things. Don't forget the little things in life. Okay, so focus on the things that matter. Okay. Number five, understanding that tomorrow isn't promised. And as I do this broadcast, right now, Kobe Bryant's memorial and Gianna Bryant's memorial is taking place right now at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And of course, my thoughts and prayers are always to the victims of that helicopter crash. Not just Kobe and Gianna, but the other victims in that helicopter tragedy. But when that tragedy took place, it reminded people that no day is given. You have to have an attitude of gratitude every time you go to sleep and every time that you wake up. Okay? You have to be thankful. When I woke up this morning, I was thankful. Now that I've gotten older, every single day, I know I took those days for granted when I was in my teens, in my 20s, and even part of my 30s. But now, getting ready to kick 50 in the behind, I have an attitude of gratitude. I really do. I'm so thankful to God that every day that I wake up is a new day, a new beginning, a new start, a new vision, a new purpose, a new passion. And I'm so happy for it. Because he doesn't have to pick me. And he doesn't have to choose you. Have an attitude of gratitude for every single day that you wake up. Have an attitude of gratitude every single day that you fall asleep. Be thankful. The Bible says, be thankful unto him and bless his name. I'll leave that there for you. Number six, put love into what you do. Be truthful. Now, let me explain. Every single thing that you do in your life, there should be a love for it. You should love going to work every day. You should love your children every single day. You should love your spouse every single day. You should love your friends every single day. Everything that you do, there should be love involved in it. And when I mean be truthful, it's like my saying goes, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. Be truthful. I'd rather tell you the truth and hurt your feelings than tell you a lie and eventually you're going to come back to me because you're going to find out the truth and you're going to ask me why I lied to you. Every single person in my life has kept it real with me because I can't be around people who don't. I can't be around people who don't keep it, as the kids say, 100. I can't be around those people. You got to keep it real with me. That's how I grew up. And if you have yes men around you, tell them yes men to float on. I'm not telling you to dismiss them. Remember, Coach Young don't tell you to diss nobody or dismiss or throw anybody away. But you can tell them to walk away for a bit of time because you don't need yes men in your life. You need people that's going to tell you the truth. But I will say this. Don't come to me telling me things and you've never lived in my shoes. Don't come to me trying to tell me how to live my life and you have no idea where I've come from. Real talk. You have no idea about my battle scars, but you're going to try to tell me how to heal them. That's hard. And a lot of times people don't receive what certain people say is because they look at them and say, what have you ever been through? If you haven't been through anything, you can't tell me anything. If you haven't walked in my shoes, you can't tell me nothing. If you've never eaten ramen noodles, wondering where your next meal has come from, you can't sit there and tell me anything. I just know how people think. And I'm not saying that person that's talking to you don't have the wisdom because they haven't been through it. I'm not saying that. But it's hard for you to receive from someone who's never struggled. And if you struggled in your life, it's hard for you to receive from someone who's never been there, who's never had their lights shut off. Okay? Who's never had their heat shut off, where they taking a pot and they put water in a pot and they steam it on a stove to generate heat in their house. You can't tell that individual how to live their life if you've never experienced it. You can try. That person may say yes and amen, but in the back of their mind, they're saying to you, what have you ever been through? Real talk. So put love into what you do and have love behind what you say, but be truthful. If you don't know, you don't know. Number 7, keep an open mind and allow change. Now, having did all that diatribe with number 6, you still have to be open, because sometimes God will reveal someone to you that may have not been through your struggle, but God has revealed to them how to help you through your struggle. Okay? So don't dismiss everybody, is what I'm saying. Don't dismiss everybody. I was at a church yesterday, and the pastor prophesied over a lady, and he pulled the lady's daughter, because she's an athlete, and told the young lady, you know, prophesied over her that she would be in student government and things of that nature, and that the mom has been having financial issues, and that those things would be taken care of. But he failed to reveal to her that her financial release will take place in the next 30 days. He only gave her half of it. Now, she was very open-minded because the pastor was talking to her, you know, and she was willing to, you know, and she received what she heard, but she didn't hear the whole thing. And so here I am visiting, and the Lord led me to tell her. I said, I know you don't know me from Adam, ma'am, and I know you just received a prophecy from the pastor and blessed the pastor and the word that came across to you. I said, but because of your press and your push, because you have cried at night and God has seen your tears, the increase will take place in the next 30 days. Now, I'm not that type of dude to, you know, go into all of that and put time limits on something, but I am obedient to when God tells me to do something, and I'm glad that he told me to let her know that. But we got to keep an open mind and allow change to happen, you know, because if you're unresponsive to change, then you'll move in a mode of stagnation. Okay. You'll be wondering why you're at the same place at the same time doing the same thing over and over again. Your Groundhog Day will be every day. Okay. Number 8, keep things simple. We try to live our lives like a quadratic equation. Like it's just a whole bunch of writing on the walls. And that's not even it. I mean, seriously, that's not it. Keep things simple. Okay. If you want to start a business, what's the first thing that you're going to do? Write down what your business is. You're not going to go out and try to find a building right away. No. Keep it simple. You know, KISS, keep it simple, saints. Keep it simple. I know other folks use another terminology, but Coach Young don't call people that word. I'm going to call you saints. All right. So keep it simple, saints. Number 9, you got to eliminate and forget distractions. Don't allow people to come and like I said, when we talked about vision and purpose, is to distract you from your purpose, distract you from your vision, distract you from your goals. Okay. And like I said, some people will come up and say, okay, well, why are you doing that? Because God told me to, and this is something that I know that I need to do. If you know you have a hand in baking and you know you can start a business in baking, then start by baking. Just continue to bake. You know, I love my wife because it's so not just because she can cook and do other things, but I love my wife because she has such an entrepreneurial spirit, and she thinks, you know, she plays life like chess and not checkers. She doesn't think one move. She thinks two or three moves ahead. My daughter is the same way. My sons are developing that ability. You know, and so, of course, my wife has several different businesses, and everybody knows about Roman Grace. You know, before you shop any place, shop Roman Grace. That's just a shameless plug that I'm going to throw in. You can go to RomanGrace.com and go ahead and shop the merchandise that her and Brittany have put together. It's great. It's faith based. You'll love it. There's my commercial for today. But there's also Treva's Treats. She is a skilled baker. There is, for my daughter there, you know, there's the Virtuous Lens Photography. You know, soon I will be, handing over Grind Time Fitness to my son, Rodney, because he has a fitness and health and wellness type of spirit. I will be handing over Trey Bomb Training to my son, Joshua, because he is an avid athlete. And it's so many business ideas that God has given me, but I have to keep those things simple, which is number 8, and I have to allow distractions to move away from me. And once again, those distractions came because I had my vision and my purpose, but I kept putting it on hold. And I put it on hold for years. That's just real talk. Years. Okay? I mean, so once you eliminate distractions, once you don't allow people to distract you, then watch the vision that God has given you just build momentum. And number 10. Motivate others to be who they know that they should be. People need to see that greatness is inside of them. Because a lot of folks don't see it. They look in the mirror and they see distress. They see being dismayed. They see depression. They see that they're not successful. They see that they don't have the type of money that they want to have. They see all of that. But it's up to you, team, to show them, to let them know that success is just right around the corner. You just got to walk it. Some folks don't want to walk around the corner because they've been so beat down all their lives. They figure, why should I take that other step? But the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered and he delighteth in his way. That means when you lean on God and let God take over, let God take the wheel, he will direct you in the direction that you should go. So if you don't understand anything that I said to you today, just know greatness is inside of you. It's about to come out of you. And when it comes out of you, it is going to be glorious. Man, time flies when you're having fun. My time is up, guys, but I thank you for joining me for Real Talk for Real People, and I pray that the information that you receive today be on soft soil, and I pray that your week be successful and prosperous in Jesus' name. Join me next week for another intriguing episode of Real Talk for Real People, and until then, remember, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. I'll see you next week.